This is called feeling single, seeing double.
Two, three, go.
I think they said we'd probably have 2 hours. I said, yeah, that might be enough time. Oh, we got this song that you've never heard before because Rodney and I just wrote it. And it's a song about, it's a real tragic story, but the words kind of go by fast. And so I thought that maybe that I would tell you a little bit about the story. And it's about a young girl who loses her love to a jukebox and a pinball machine that plays, and the jukebox plays a Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner. This is called Amarillo, which is a little place in Texas.
Yeah.
to do in most of my performing with people sitting in places that have tables in front of them and bottles of beer and other such beverages sitting on the table. But if you're all feeling about in that same place, just what we hope to do by the end of the evening, make you feel like you're in a honky-tonk. This is a song that talks about the virtues of getting high on such things as bluebird wine and the tequila and the... I'm not on this stage by myself, as you probably have been able to tell. And I'm very lucky in that I think I have the best country band in the world playing with me. If not in the whole universe, who knows what they're into in Mars. Over here on the piano, my best friend and the greatest piano player in the world, Glenn D. Hard. And a real good old boy from Houston, Texas, who wrote that last song. And he tested Bluebird Wine extensively before he wrote about it. Mr. Rodney Kroll on the rhythm guitar and vocals. The back there playing bass and banjo, and he'll play some mandolin later on for us, and who knows what else he'll do, singing the high part because he loves helium, Emery Gordy. Okay. Back here on the drums, we have a person I affectionately call the Shuffle King, because nobody can play like he can, John Weir. And back here on the pedal steel, we have a young man who had to learn how to play the pedal steel by going out to bars in New Jersey, because he was in Manhattan, and they didn't look too friendly on country music back in the cold, hard days of the 60s, when all he had to listen to was one obscure album called Sweetheart of the Rodeo. And he's even got it emblazoned on his jacket. This is Hank DeVito. And probably you people know more about the man who's playing guitar back here than do about me. This is the world's greatest guitar player, Mr. James Burton. And it's the Hot Band, and they're great. Thank you. Modern-day love song written by my friend Rodney Kroll. This is called Till I Can Gain Control Again. going to do a couple of tunes because we're not proud. I don't want to hear a song. I got on this airplane just to fly. And I know there's life below me. But all that you can show me is the prairie and the sky. I don't want to hear a sad song. Recognize it as being in their dim, dark past, one of those old rock and roll tunes. But this is one called Shop Around, and we changed it just a little bit to give you a lady's point of view. When I became of age, my mama called me to her side. It's a very poignant story. What'd she say? She said, child, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll be a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young girl now, there's some things you know about the world now. Boy, you give yourself to just one man now, yeah. Keep your freedom, boy, as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Better shop around. can't play that guitar except behind his head. Nobody told him the correct way to play it, so he learned it playing behind his head. All right now, folks, now.
Havana Gila.
Havana Gila. Come to think of it, you know, I kicked over my tequila during one of those songs. It's all over the stage. Are we going to get electrocuted or anything? Okay, well, here's one we forgot to do tonight, but here it is.